wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I know he's mine. Some experiences in our lives do not weather the storms of time, but my experience has stood firm for 66 years of a rugged life. If you saw a ship that for 66 years had sailed the high seas, withstanding waves and wind, you would know it had what it took. It was made right from the solid framework out. If you saw a house that had stood for 66 years, right where high winds and storms had leveled other houses, you would know it must have a solid foundation. This was my personal and definite experience with Jesus my Lord, and it has stood like a solid rock ever since. Permit me to give you the main points of it. I was the child of godly parents. I was reared with family worship twice a day, Sunday school and Bible verses learned. Being very bashful and quiet, I listened as people praised me. My heart soon filled with pride. I didn't do like other boys, though I was no angel. I was so enlightened by the Bible, I could quote verses to show others the way of salvation, but I was not saved myself. I inwardly wanted to be, but I was too proud to own up to it. If any spoke to me, I would appear so disinterested they quit. I knew the Bible spoke of coming to Christ, receiving him, believing on him, but it was all so vague to me. How could one ever do this today? What was the trouble? In the Bible we read, "Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners, and the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them." And for once those Pharisees spoke the truth. My trouble was, I was in the wrong company. Though only a lad of nearly 15, yet I was a Pharisee at heart. Yes, a proud, self-righteous Pharisee, filled with self-love instead of self-abhorrence. Neighbor, is this where you are today? I speak soberly. There is no more dangerous condition this side of hell. For such there is no hope until they see themselves to be sinners and acknowledge it. What could the Lord do with such an one? He told me in his word that my heart was deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, but I wouldn't think I was that bad. So the Lord permitted me to see in the sins of my own life how foul I was. It was then that my thoughts of myself radically changed, and I saw with Job, "Behold, I am vile." Oh, what a frightful discovery! And are you vile? Will you cry with that publican, "God be merciful to me, the sinner"? This was my first great discovery. I was now brought to the end of myself and at last ready to own that what God said of me was true, that I was desperately wicked. Not only the man in the jail, but the lad in a Christian home. I tell you, I wept in my sins that day as I got alone with God. When I came down for supper, my mother asked me, "David, you've been crying. What's the matter with you?" I forced a smile and said, "Nothing." But oh, what a lie. That night in my bedroom when all alone, no, not alone. For Jesus, the one who seeks and saves sinners, the lost ones, he was there. For there in that room was a lost sinner and now ready to own it up to it too. Then and there I just took that precious Savior as my own and I could not stop saying, "Oh, he's mine, I know he's mine." The next morning I went off to school, my soul filled with peace, for my sins were gone, with joy, for Christ was mine. I sang as I went, "There's one above all earthly friends, whose love all earthly love transcends. It is my Lord and Christ divine, my Lord, because I know he's mine. I know he's mine, this friend so dear. He lives with me, he's ever near. 10,000 charms around him shine, and best of all, I know he's mine." I learned that hymn when singing with my mother playing the piano with her brood all around her. But now it was my experience, and that was something different. This has been my hymn ever since. 66 years have passed. They have witnessed much failure on my part, but unfailing grace on His. And today I can sing with increased meaning, I know He's mine. And in those 66 years, the Holy Spirit has made out of that bashful lad a fearless evangelist with an international ministry. In heaven I shall see thousands, yes, far more than that, thousands led to Christ through my spoken and printed ministry. This salvation is all for you, neighbor, in the Lord Jesus. Take the blesser and you get the blessing. Take the Savior and you get salvation. Take the life giver and you get life. As the Bible says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. I know that the Lord Jesus is mine, and I'm His. I turn to my Bible, and there God tells me that such as have His Son have eternal life, and through His written word know it, that such are His children, that they are saved, that such have their sins forgiven, and will never perish, and so much more I could never tell it all. This is God's salvation in Christ Jesus, and neighbor, it is for you. Don't settle for less than having a real experience with the Lord Jesus Christ that's so personal, so real, so definite that you can join me in this. I will suppose that in the day of judgment, the Son of God, who is the judge of all men, were to consign me to be cast out into hell fire. I can say to Him, Jesus Christ, Thou Holy Son of God, Thou dost know that on February 23rd in 1913, alone in my bedroom, I did repent of my sins, and I came to Thee to be my Lord and Savior. And Thou didst say, Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. How canst Thou now cast me out? You can be sure He will never cast out into hell any repentant sinner that did come to Him. But if you never did have that personal, definite, and real experience of coming to Christ, in that day of judgment He will say to you, you know that even after I enlightened you by my gospel and convicted you by my Spirit, yet you would not come to me to be your Lord and Savior, and you will be bitterly guilty and speechless. So since you know, and Christ knows, that you've never had that personal, real, and definite experience, why not now get alone with God and seeking His mercy in the spirit of real repentance? Call on the Lord Jesus Christ to save you and tell Him that now and forever you desire for Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, to trust and obey Him. Why not do this now, right now? And if you do, you can rise from your knees to join me in singing that dear old hymn, 'Tis Done, the Great Transaction's Done. I am my Lord's and He is mine. He drew me and I followed on, charmed to confess the voice divine. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Amen. May this be your experience today, now. Now I have told you of that blessed day in my life, that day of all days, when Jesus Christ became my Lord and Savior. No wonder I can never forget it. Neighbor, this very day can be that day of all days in your life, if you will do as I did, in the spirit of real repentance, put your faith for time and eternity in Jesus Christ to be your Lord and your Savior. But if today you make that fatal choice, no, I will not receive Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior, then you shall remember this day for the rest of your life, and in the hour of death too, and in eternity, as the awful day in your life when you made that decision that was your doom and damnation forever. And after that, your heart hardened and your interest in your soul fell away as you plunged deeper into sin and ungodliness. I tell you, my neighbor, this is your day. As God draws near to save you and you feel a great inward longing to be a real Christian, you may not die tonight, But never again will you be so near the kingdom of God, so near salvation. In loving concern for your precious soul, I entreat you to get on your knees and don't rise from them until you too can say, I know he's mine. Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. May my God grant it. Amen.
Jesus is pleading with my poor soul. Shall I be saved tonight? If I believe he will make me whole, shall I be saved tonight? Tenderly, sadly, I hear him say, how can you grieve me from day to day? Shall I go on in the old, old way, or shall I be saved tonight? Jesus was nailed to the cross for me. Shall I be saved tonight? How can my heart so ungrateful be? Shall I be saved tonight? Now he will save me by grace divine. Now if I will, I may call him mine. Can I the pleasures of earth resign? Or shall I be saved tonight? What if that voice I should hear no more? Shall I be saved tonight? Quickly I'll open this bolted door. Save me, O Lord, tonight. Blessed Redeemer, come in, come in. Pity my sorrow, forgive my sin. Now let thy work in my soul begin, for I